Hello, Sendai!
外国語情報番組、多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は、仙台観光国際協会、センティアが、英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で、毎月トピックを変えて、情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当は、カナダ出身のテシアと、
アメリカ出身のタイラです。
今月のテーマは、あなたの秋といえばは何ですか？です。今日は英語でお送りいたします。Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean, and Easy Japanese. My name is Tesha and I'm from Canada.
And my name is Tyler and I'm from America.
Our topic for today is speaking of autumn.As the end of summer approaches, the weather is finally getting cooler. In Japanese, there's a saying called Marumaru no Aki, which roughly translates to the autumn of so-and-so. This phrase is often used to describe activities that people enjoy engaging in, or in some cases indulging in, during the autumn season, with examples such as the autumn of appetite and the autumn of sports.As we enter a new season, it is only fitting that our topic for this month is speaking of autumn. So, Tyler, what makes you feel like summer has ended and autumn is finally here?
Well, we are finally starting to shake off this nasty summer heat where it is, we get to enjoy 80%, 90% humidity every single day. which is great because cool biz, where we all get to wear short sleeves at work, is just about to the end, at the end of this month. And we finally have a really nice cool day. I actually had to use an extra blanket last night.
Oh.
So finally, we're getting close to that time. Also, at the many izakaya and the different wonderful restaurants that we have here, you finally start to see some nice new fresh oysters on the menu. And that's a really good sign that it's coming. As you mentioned in the opening, we have the shokuyoku no aki, or the autumn of appetite. There's obviously many different parts of the whole autumn, but that's something that I certainly do like eating, is that nice new fresh oysters, which they fish right off the bay, especially in Matsushima and other locations. And we here in Miyagi really do love our oysters, but that's always something that I look forward to very much. So finally, autumn is here, and just in time, I think.
And yeah, I definitely agree that the temperature drop was kind of sudden. I guess we need to be careful not to catch a cold.
Yeah, the changes of the temperature are very, very sudden. It's almost like somebody flips off a switch, and then we finally just have kind of a break in the temperature all of a sudden, like what we had today or yesterday, I guess. And it's great. I love this. It's my favorite time of year, also because the temperature is absolutely wonderful. Unfortunately, it's pretty darn short. You're really only going to get to enjoy this temperature for a little over, I don't know, a month or two, I guess. And then you're in the, like, 4 months or something. Winter. I know you're from Canada, so you're going to be absolutely fine.
Oh, yeah.
That's something to watch out for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I was scrambling to pull out my autumn clothes yesterday because I'm like, I'm going to need thicker clothes other than just short sleeves. Speaking of autumn, what do you think of when you think of autumn? Is there any specific activities that you guys do in the United States in autumn?
We have certain different events and holidays. For instance, Thanksgiving. That's always dear to my heart. I guess in Japanese terms, it's almost kind of like a bon, where everybody will gather in one place. Their family will, you get to meet far away relatives you don't normally see. Everyone will get to eat and have a lot of fun. So I'd say that's what we do. Unfortunately, I come from Florida in America, which is in the very southern tip of America. So we really don't have a very sudden change in temperature. It's still going to be well above 25, 27, 28 degrees even during that time. But what we can do, if we really want to, is we can go out and have a barbecue. So I don't think there's anything that we really do that's super specific to that time, at least where I come from. But here in Japan, I really do love going out and trekking and mountain climbing, enjoying the autumn foliage mm-hmm. up close. It really is spectacular. And that's something we don't have where mm-hmm. I grew up.
I guess it's also the autumn of sports for you, eh?
Sports, well, not competitive sports. During summer, mm-hmm. it's a little bit warm, so I don't like to go out and do too much. Always kind of worried about becoming overheated right. and maybe getting heat stroke. So that's kind of yeah. weird. But right now, especially right now, it's just wonderful. But in addition to that, I mean, there's obviously a great time to just kind of get active before mm-hmm. everybody kind of goes to sleep and enters hibernation yep. for the winter.
I personally am not very sporty, but in the autumn, it's so nice and windy outside. I can just go out and, you know, like have a nice long walk in Canada because school starts in September. So I just think of, yes, it's school season. On a more domestic level, we have to sweep up all the leaves that's falling off from the trees. So that's something that's kind of annoying, but also nostalgic.
That's fun, actually, since yeah. you mentioned that, we actually made good use of mm-hmm. those leaves.
Oh!
What we do is we'd sweep them all up when during around Halloween.
Right, right.
We'd have a lot of these leaves that would fall down. Right, during Halloween, right. what we do is we get these big trash bags. Mm-hmm. But they're not just trash bags, mm-hmm. they're actually Halloween decorations.
Oh.
So it'd be like a big white ghost mm-hmm. or it'd be like an orange pumpkin. Mm-hmm. And then we could just, rather than throwing them away and mm-hmm. having them go to waste, mm-hmm. we can actually use them as props.
Speaking of Halloween though, it's definitely fun just walking around the neighborhood and, you know, seeing all the really decorated houses. And trick or treating, I haven't done it in a few years, but you know, it's always good fun.
Yeah, they don't have the trick-or-treating in Japan.
Yeah.
Although one thing I was very surprised yep. by before I came here is that actually it's gotten more popular. It's gotten popular in a good way, and it's gotten popular in a bad way. It's gotten popular because it's kind of more festive. It's
right,
something
right.
that especially Americans and maybe Canadians kind of have a familiarity
yep.
with. But it's also kind of in a bad way because there's people in Shinjuku and Tokyo and Ikebukuro who dress up and they flip yep. over cars and yep. cause all sorts of mischief. So it's gotten kind of a bad rap mm-hmm. recently in Japan, which is too
yeah.
bad. Although even here around Halloween, actually mm-hmm. on Halloween, if you go around some of the shopping arcades, you'll see people yeah. dressed up and you know, everyone's taking pictures and having fun. And, mm-hmm. That's something I've participated in the past, so I'd certainly
nice.
Recommend trying it out.
Well, you've been in Japan for a few years by this point. Is there anything that you'll recommend for me to try this autumn?
Well, I'd say probably one of the biggest attractions during autumn up this way is probably Mount Kurikoma. If you have a chance to get up there, it's probably easier to get to with a car, so if you have a friend who can drive there. If you really want to, you can go by train and bus, although
right,
it's a
right.
little bit of a trek to get up there.
I see.
And I'd recommend going on a weekend because mm-hmm. it gets very, very busy. But the sights, especially on a nice clear day, are absolutely spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
And the mountain is actually pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on what time of year it is, sometimes just the bottom
yeah.
is changed, and
yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
up towards the top is a bunch of different colors.
Oh.
And in addition to the wonderful fall foliage, mm-hmm. it's actually kind of a volcanically active region as well.
Oh, really?
So on the east side of the mm-hmm. Mountain, it's pretty yep. much kind of a normal mountain, but on the west mm-hmm. side, they have these interesting kind of gases coming mm-hmm. up out of the ground in these
oh.
sulfur-soaked areas. So it kind of gives you a good, I guess just kind of a good mix of, mm-hmm. of different sorts of views. It's a little bit of a pain to get up there, but mm-hmm. I'd recommend going.
Oh, that sounds super interesting. We don't really have any, you know, volcanoes or anything in Canada, so that will definitely be something new for me. And I'm also really excited to finally be able to go to an onsen, because I've been putting it off for the longest time because it was so hot, and I was like, this is not the day to get into a very hot bath. But yeah, now that the weather has become cooler, I think it will finally be the right time for me to, you know, go to an onsen. Maybe Naruko Onsen sounds like a good place.
Yeah, Naruko, I actually mentioned yeah. Naruko Gorge is another mm-hmm. place which is very popular. I'm sure you've probably already gone through
mm-hmm.
and looked up all of
yep,
the
yep.
Wonderful places here. Zao is another good one, which
mm-hmm,
has
mm-hmm.
A nice little onsen village
mm-hmm,
there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Naruko is great. That's actually one place that I haven't been yet.
Oh, really?
Strangely enough, I've been to many other different places, but even though Naruko,
yeah.
the gorge and the area is so popular, maybe that's something I'm trying to do this October. Might
oh.
be very fun.
I also want to go to Akyu because I haven't been there yet, and I heard that they have a gorgeous fall. there's a lot of, I guess, maple trees around that area. So the koryo, the red leaves over there, are also very gorgeous. I just really want to go because I kind of miss the maple leaves we have at home.
Yeah, the maple leaves, I'm not sure. I'm sure they have different versions and types here. Yep. My favorite is, it's a really, really tiny one called Momiji.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm not sure if it's necessarily considered a maple tree. That's more like a kaede, I believe, is probably the closest thing they have in Japan. Yep. But those little Momiji ones, they're really tiny leaves, but they're just a wonderful crimson, a brilliant red color. And those are always my favorite ones because they really stand out. And especially certain areas. Another place you can go is Ninnoji Temple, which has a wonderful Japanese garden, and they have a lot of Momiji there. And it actually kind of makes a carpet on the ground, which is a really bright red. So it's kind of sad because when you go there and they're all on the ground, you know that autumn is over, but it's also incredibly beautiful.
Oh, that sounds great. I have to check that out. And I guess speaking of Momiji, now I'm craving Momiji manju.
Oh yeah, manju. That's the thing about Shokuyokunaki. Although this year I want to try to make more traditional Japanese dishes on my own. I think you like to cook, if I remember correctly. But since we're here, all here in Japan, it's a good idea to maybe buy a Japanese cookbook.
Right.
Or maybe go to a cooking class and learn some traditional Japanese foods, for instance. If I could make my own like little Japanese sweets or confectionery ones or anything like that, that would be very nice. Although sometimes it's kind of hard in these really small Japanese kitchens. I'm sure you're probably in the same situation as me. Is when I was in America, we had these nice big kitchens. I mean, even in a modestly sized apartment. And that's one thing that's really become, you know, kind of difficult for me. If I want to cook a big multi-course meal, which I can do if I have a lot of room, but oh my lord, I feel like I'm just locked in a coffin when I'm trying to cook here.
Yeah, I feel that. Every time I try to turn around in the kitchen, I end up knocking something over, and it's just very limited space, you know. I can't have multiple things happening at once, which is not what I'm used to. So that's something that I'm definitely still trying to adjust to. But I think the good thing about cooking in Japan is that there are so many convenient, you know, food options that are already prepared partially for you. For example, pre-sliced vegetables and stuff like that, which you can't really find in Canada, I found. Also, when I think of autumn, I think of sweet potatoes. So like what I do is I go out to buy, you know, pre-grilled sweet potatoes, and I just make sweet using those pre-grilled sweet potatoes at home. So it's like a bit less work for me. But
yeah, one thing I really do like to do, and I think it only pops up autumn and winter, is they have this roasted sweet potatoes, the yakimo. They have these little cars that go around. Sendai, and you hear a little whistle and have a song going around. I think they're probably going to start around this time of year if they already haven't. Especially when it gets cooler out and you're kind of tired after work. When you hear that whistle, it's nice to just kind of go and grab one.
Oh, definitely.
And you can't really walk and eat here in Japan because that's kind of against the rules. But if you can stop by a konbini or something and just trail that down, it's actually a pretty fun experience.
I definitely look forward to doing that. Lastly, we have an announcement from Sentia. Sentia provides a subsidy for international exchange projects that involves the themes of internationalization or multiculturalism. The fourth application period for this year runs from November 1st to November 30th. Please be aware that this application period is only for projects which will take place between January 2023 and March 2023. Citizen organizations that independently plan and carry out such projects are eligible to receive the subsidy if more than half of their members live, work, or study in Sendai. Lastly, the maximum subsidy amount is 100k yen. If you're thinking of applying, please contact Sentia beforehand by telephone by calling 022-268-6260 or emailing kokusaika@sentia-sendai.jp. That is kokusaika@sentia-sendai.jp. For more information, please visit Sentia's website. And that's it for this month's program. See you again soon!